Thank you very much, Madame Co-Chair. Actually, in the report of which has just been made, there was an impressive amount of data which was mentioned as lacking. And I would put this in front of the some of the statements we had in some side events here on the same stage, where scientists were saying, well, there are a lot of data which are available and which we can use, but which are not always used, and there are difficulties too. So you mentioned also microplastics, the impacts on the health and so on, and we know that actually there are people working on this right now. IUCN has just told us that they have a database which will be soon accessible. So the problem is maybe not the data that is lacking. We all know that there will always be data lacking, but there will always be people working on lacking data. So the point is to have an idea of what exists, a one-stop shop where people could have access to this data, or more than that, an interface between science and policymakers where this data could be digested and transformed in policymaking orientations. And this is not about the lack of data. This is more about the link between science and policymaking. Thank you.